Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Good morning. We are having technical difficulties. Blog Talk wouldn't let me call in the normal way, so here I am on the phone. If I sound a little different, that's why. And we don't know if beautiful Stephen is going to be able to talk to anybody or help me run the show. So hang on, everybody. It's going to be exciting. I'm just going to dive right in, assuming that you can all hear me, and talk about what we want to talk about. Lots of stuff today. And most of it is around our next webinar. Our next webinar will be coming up March 15th. So we have less than 2 weeks. And again, I didn't pick the subject. The channel picked the subject this time. And it's rules, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the more information that starts coming in, of course, you know, once we set an intention, then boom, all the information starts rolling in. So a lot of the private sessions that I'm doing, the stuff about little children and the rules, I mean, we all get how many rules we were taught when we were little, right? So I want to give you what they gave me to bring forth today, because there are negative and positives they want you to understand. And remember, when I tell you this, all of this is tied into our little children. So the first negative of rules is that it keeps order. Now, you may think that's a negative positive, and of course, in the world, in countries, in communities, we need rules. One person can't be driving at 50 miles an hour and four other people drive at 150 and one person drives at 5, right? Wouldn't work. So that's why we make rules to keep order, but most of those rules are made around negative expectations. So it's a good thing when it keeps order and allows positive focus. But the downside is it drastically limits our possibility. And you know that we live in a world of all thought and all possibility. That's our definition of God / the Force / divine intelligence. Okay? So we absolutely want to be aware of what rules we need to let go of or look away from in order to still keep the order, but allow us to live in the world of all possibilities. All right. The next negative is rules make our choices for us, right? So that takes away our choice. And again, if we can choose our rules or choose to accept our rules that we must live within while making our own choices within those rules and expanding them out and creating ourselves, then we kind of have a better take on the positive place. And we live in a world where we're going back and forth about all of these, everybody. So I want you to be present now in asking yourself, where are the rules of your life and of your little child expanding you, and where are they pulling you in, lessening your possibilities? Where are you using rules to give yourselves an excuse, right? So, well, I can't do that because my mom said, I can't do this because the universe says, I can't do this because society says. Where are we using that as an excuse not to get there, right? Not to get there. And a lot of rules, they're adding right now, a lot of rules are unspoken rules, guys. So especially for our little children, a lot of those rules were, you know, unspoken. Like the rule was that in my family, it was a rule that we didn't have enough money. And I know that sounds kind of bizarre, but a rule can be a definition and how you define yourself also. So we may think that rules keep us safe, and use rules to keep us safe, but in the long run, that may limit how much we can experience that we are keeping ourselves safe and that we are the creators of that state of being. And I remember going to Australia, you know, and I'm sure I shared this with you. They have an unspoken rule, although everybody knows it, called the tall poppy syndrome, where you're not supposed to be better or more successful than somebody else in society. So, yes, that diminishes competition. It also diminishes creation and going as far as you can. And that's what our focus is on right now, right, is going all the way. Rules define the limits of power. For example, you have to have blah and blah and blah and blah in order to be a senator or a congressman. You have to have studied law. And before the present, that also applied to being the president of the United States. Some of them unspoken, some of them written down in rules. So what we want to be aware of is, where are the rules that are absolute rules that we must live within, and then how do we create our freedom and move into going all the way for us within those rules? So this is going to turn out to be quite an expansive webinar around, okay, they want to give us, I'm being interrupted here. They want to give us the main core belief that limits, okay, not core belief, they're correcting me, sorry, rule that our little children are holding right now that may be limiting us. 16, 17, 19, 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So again, it's a rule, and just think of your little child. Whenever you really came out and were who you were and were your joyous, powerful, boisterous, energetic self, you were asked to give that up in some way in order to be accepted by society and the people that you had to deal with. Certainly had to do it in school, guys, right? And that limits our self-expression. And when we limit our self-expression, we create things like ADD and ADHD and lack of focus because we can't branch into who we really are. Now they're going to autism. I didn't know any of this was going to come up here. Sheets, book, song, movie. Okay. So they're showing me ET, and believe it or not, they don't show me ET a lot. So autistic children are more heart-centered. You cannot deal with them on an intellectual basis. They're on an energetic frequency much higher than ours. And so you have to start connecting to them through their hearts, not through their brains. And when you try to put them into the rule of civility and calmness and structure, they are not going to be able to deal with that. So just a couple of interesting pieces of information about rules and how they're affecting our lives. Wow. Oh, I can't wait to get together with you guys and have you and the channel and me bring in all this great stuff. And the webinar after that, I'm excited about. It's all about animal communication. I found this wonderful lady. I will present her at a later point. But she talks about the soul contracts between our animals. And you know, I certainly had a soul contract with Savannah. And I know I have a soul contract with Freedom. I'm not sure Freedom isn't Savannah on some level right now. The next thing, I want you to open the e-blast tomorrow. And on the left, you will see a link to a TED Talks. I believe I've said you must watch this. Please, guys, go in and watch this TED Talks. It will blow your mind away about happiness and all the studies they've made about happiness. I'm urging you to watch this. It shifted my perspective about things drastically. And then I want to talk just briefly about being happy, because they keep taking me back to the same thing, everybody. You have to choose to commit. You have to commit to choose. And that is what being happy is all about. And most of us are waiting or looking or trying to figure out or weighing, or we're just not going, okay, I'm going to choose one thing, and then I'm going to commit to it, and that will open up my happiness. So this week, I want you to practice choosing and committing and seeing how much the the happy hormone gets released for you. Can I go to the calls? All right, here we go. And everybody pray for the technical flow. And we're going to Jay in Nebraska. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi,
Jay, you there? Hi, sweetheart.
Yes. Happy Sunday.
Thanks.
I have, I guess it's an awkward question for me to even ask for the channel. I'm going to turn 45 on March 15th.
Happy birthday.
And, hey, thank you. But here's my quandary, is I still have no idea why I'm on this planet.
Honey, you know, guys, the more you wonder about that, the more you don't live your purpose, which is to be here and create and expand as much as you can. And if you so choose, be happy. That's the only reason you're here. Do you understand? Your children learning about creation. So the more we think it's more than that, the less we live that. Do you understand, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. So some of us do that being mothers. Some of us do it being actors. Some of us do it being teachers. Some of us do it being scientists. And some of us do it being homeless people on the street. It is all an expression and an exploration of how to create. And to find out that being happy is a great part of creating what you want. Being unhappy is a great part of creating what you don't want. So I would start looking, Jay, at, you know, where do I want to expand? How do I want to play with creation? You know, how can I be happier, if that's the expression you want to choose this time around? And then you'll be living your purpose. Okay?
Beautiful.
Yep, I'm getting nothing else, dude. That's pretty easy. I think you can do that. I think we can all do that. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're going to Ann in Georgia. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
I did do all the things that you told me to after having that suspected TIA. My CAT scan came back fine. I have an ultrasound.
Good.
I'll get the results in a week, and I see a neurologist on the 21st. My question now is, I really get that it wasn't a TIA, and that feels right for me, and I feel that there's some message in it, and I don't know quite what it is, and I wondered if you could help me with that. Because I've got the body of a 47-year-old. I've been in perfect health, and, you know, I've had the numbness a couple of times and didn't think anything of it, but when I lost my mental capacity, it totally blew my mind.
Well,
literally.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess around with that. Even,
no, I'm not.
Even if they're... And they're saying that isn't the right question. It's not the right question whether you really had it. The right question is, do you think you really had it? Interesting. So is that
well,
the highest
question?
Well,
I know that I lost my mental capacity. I couldn't even name the cell phone. I couldn't work the cell phone, the computer. I mean, and for me... that's totally unreal. And I followed Rudy around the dollar store like a little lost child in the jungle. I mean, it was
okay,
really
Ann,
weird.
Okay, Ann, we want to get to what it is, baby. It must have been horribly scary for you.
Yes,
I get
it was.
That. It would be for any of us, right? But the highest place, am I leading this? No. The highest place that they're saying is they are trying to get you to focus on the fact that you constantly have looked at what's going to be wrong, always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
And you know that you've been working on this for some time, Ian.
Yeah,
about
in my life. Very right all the time. Yeah,
I'm good one day, I'm not good the next day, right? And
that's kind of the rule
right now, and that's kind of the rule that you're that, and you know, when we make rules, we also make our definitions. So
yeah,
this is who I am. I'm a woman who feels good one day and doesn't feel good the next day. And that's a rule and a definition that you need to change.
And I expect it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
highest, most correct, most complete. I'm just rechecking. It's just another way of your body saying, look, you're stop starting your energy with this belief system.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
I'm happy that you're seeing the doctors, and I want you to know that this happened to me on the set one time. We had shot a scene several times, and we took a break, and we went back to shoot the scene, and I literally didn't remember ever doing the scene.
Okay, yeah, I can identify with that, yeah.
Okay, so I went, I had everything checked out. They couldn't find anything. I did all the MRIs and all that stuff. There wasn't anything but an energy glitch somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And if this happens to you, you certainly want to go so that you can release from your subconscious, oh my gosh, do I have to look and watch to see if this is going to happen again? Do you understand?
Yeah, and I'm very clear what to do if it happens again, and I am watching the blood pressure, which is high because I'm worried about it, I'm sure.
Exactly. So a lot of deep breathing and a lot of knowing. And just, again, your blood pressure is an example of, oh, my gosh, do I have to keep vigil? Do I have to keep looking for the other shoe? Is something going to be wrong, right?
Well,
they're showing me
yeah.
as a little girl in an alcoholic, you know, household. And that's
yeah,
how
yep.
I grew up.
Me too.
So, well, you've got to move into your own knowing and retrain your little girl, sweetheart, that she doesn't have to always be in fear that something's going to happen now.
Yeah,
okay.
Because now my fear is medication, which I don't want. I take none, and I don't intend to. So, yeah.
And
okay.
Your fear is that something, I'm fine now, but I'm not going to be. I'm fine
okay,
now, but something's going to happen. That it goes across everything in your life, baby. So
yeah,
work with
life,
your little girl
miraculous.
To let her know she's
yeah.
safe now.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Honey. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet, sweet thing. Phyllis, how are you, baby?
Oh, hey.
Cake?
Hey, great. Yeah, I'm calling because I continue to kind of have this sort of stiffness in my body, and I just feel like I'm in pain all the time. It's very unusual for me. So I'm just trying to get clarity on it.
Well, okay. Hold on, because they're saying it's not in your body. So we know everything starts in our energy, but I'm getting that we're not going there either. So, all right, you're just going to have to follow the, you know, the little breadcrumbs with me because, well, they're saying we can do it now. I thought maybe this was a mini private, but they're saying we can do it now, Phyllis. So it's something in your body, but not of your body. Are those the highest words? Okay. We're going to the sheet. Second sheet. Okay. Well, boy, I haven't gone to this in a long time. On sheet two, which it comes, you know, the sheets come with the Balance podcast because I get emails every show. On sheet two, there's circulatory, digestive, endocrine, all that stuff here. And that's where we're going. We're going to the endocrine. And the endocrine correlates with mental, I think, and so it correlates with the rational thinking, according to what is all this information still correct? Okay, and now we're going to a core belief. So far we have the pain in your body has to do with the endocrine system, which correlates with rational thinking. And now we're going to welcome to my life. No, this is why you just have to get out of the way and follow the channel, which has a lot to do with trust, which means you can't live by the rules that you were taught that people don't do this. Okay, here. Here. All right. Are we going to the whole thing? No. The first part. I'll never be good enough, so I leave. Now, they want to change some of those words. I'll never be good enough. I'll never be good enough. So, it's a true statement. Please correct me if this doesn't resonate with you, Phyllis. It's a true statement that you are always trying to feel good enough in the armed services.
I'm always trying to feel good enough.
Yeah. I'm as good as the guys. I'm good enough to pull this off. I'm good enough to be up there with high-ranking officers.
Maybe in the sense that I don't fit in to that culture.
Well, that's just another expression of I'm not good enough. So now they want to go to your photography. Because when I say you know you're good enough, my pendulum goes right to no. And so now they want to bring in another piece of information. Okay, this is your body. This is your body's way of kind of stopping you so that you absolutely have to know that you are good enough. And they're saying this is the same thing I'm dealing with my lower back right now. So thanks for that information. That we, all of us, just have to know that we are the gods of us and that we are the most powerful beings for us already. And we just have to exercise that. We have to execute that freedom instead of playing within the rules of religion and staying small. So that's tying yours and the theme of the show today all together. Did you tell me you followed it, Phyllis?
Yeah, I guess it's
Your pain? Where's the pain? I can't remember.
You know, it was mostly in the kind of the hips down to the legs. You know, like my hamstrings are really tight.
Okay. So we have all the that's all about moving forward. Is there any dis-ease I get to know? Any other things we need to know? So I'm not a doctor. I cannot. They're saying, well, we are. We can explain it. I was going to say, I can't explain to you what the endocrine system, that's your glandular system, right?
Right.
It has to do with your hamstrings and everything being tight in that area. But they're saying it's about moving forward. And so if we're afraid to move forward, if we're living within rules that want to keep us small while we're trying to bust out, that's like somebody trying to walk forward and not being able to take a step. And now they're showing me the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. So, in other words, our endocrine systems aren't oiling us up enough to move forward because we have to communicate to ourselves that we're stopping ourselves with these limiting beliefs about how powerful we are. That there is no such thing as good enough. We are all whole, complete, and perfect gods.
Right, that resonates. I had a connected question. You know, I was seeing this guy who was doing this kind of osteo type work on me. And I just kind of stopped a few weeks ago just to take a break.
Yeah, pendulum went right to no. Not good for your energy. Can we know why? Jeez. He took away your choice. Is that true?
My choice.
Yeah, well, when we go to people, myself included, which is why I always say to you guys, you are your highest answer. So if what I bring through the channel does not resonate with you, then you have to go back to you, because you are the God of you and the highest answer. Oftentimes when we go to people to help us, we give them all the power and stop using our own.
Yeah, I started feeling really irritated. And then he recommended I take this herbal thing that costs like $200. I'm just like, why am I taking something when it's not, I just sort of felt like it's not physical.
Well, nothing, everything that ends up in our bodies as physical, guys, starts out as energetic. And we don't listen. We don't address it. And then our bodies go, well, okay, I bet you'll address it now. And that's
right.
What's going on. That's kind of the theme of the show already here. Right?
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's what it's all about, Phyllis, is exercising the power of you.
Yeah, and I kind of felt that was the right thing to do, to stop going to see him. Because I think before when I talked to you about him, you know, it was, you know, he was going to help me. That was clear. But
well, and I think the important thing you're bringing forward is that when we go to see a healer or a doctor or a psychic or whatever, we listen to the information, we're open to the information, and then we have to check in with ourselves and our heart centers about whether it feels right for us. Is this in alignment with what feels right and truthful to me?
Yeah, at first it did, but then after going every week for almost a year, it's kind of like I still went.
Yeah. Check in with yourselves first. Now, the trick is to always want the highest answer for yourself. So before you ask, I would just state, my intention is to always get the highest answer for my health and well-being and power that is right for me. Okay? And I want to thank you again, Phyllis. You have no idea how appreciated and how your tithe moved my heart, sweetheart. It just really touched me. So thank you for that acknowledgement.
Okay.
I really.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, it really, really meant a lot to me on a heart level. So thank you.
Oh,
all right, baby.
I love you.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay.
And we're going to Paula in San Francisco. Hi, honey. You're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the perfect call. I can't believe everything. It's exactly what I need to hear.
We hear that every week.
I
week
know. Because, yeah, the whole thing, my thing is like, it's about when I like value myself, I abandon myself, you know, and that because, you know, this I don't know, I'm in a repeating pattern where, you know, I just feel really good. I'm like being creative and all that. And I feel it's like everything's expanding and then boom, I get shut down. It's like trying to put me into a box.
Uh-huh.
And then I go into abandoning
myself. Okay, let's go to your little girl, Paula. Let's go to your little girl, like 4, 5, 6 years old with your mom.
4 or 5. Well, I feel like, you know, when my brother was born, I was abandoned.
Yep. And how old were you?
Yeah. I was a year and a half. But maybe
okay.
It, you know.
They want to go to school, you going into school, because that's what really triggered it.
In second grade, my teacher was really mean. She was horrible, and that was horrible. That completely, it was devastating to me.
Okay. So, you know, guys, we're all going to have stories around this because, we were all kids in embodiment, raised by people who were raised with the same lack of knowledge, right, that we were for most part. And so you know, the teachers were always right. The kids were never right. So you were just, we were abandoned. So what happened is I come forward in my truthfulness. I come forward in my power. I state my truthfulness, and mommy abandons me, and my teacher abandons me, right? All the authority figures, which ultimately to a child means God abandoned me.
Yeah.
But
yep.
You now get to be the parent of you, Paula, and say, okay, I'm going to come forward for myself, and I'm going to allow myself, encourage myself, love myself to go out there and be the wild, wacky Paula that I am. They shut that wild wackiness down, didn't they?
Definitely.
Yeah, well, do you know that's who you are, wild and wacky? I'm very rarely am given words like that, so.
Well, I like having fun.
Yeah, well, you need to go out and have a lot more of it now, knowing that you're giving yourself permission to do it. Because that little girl, when you want to go out and be wild and wacky, the little girl goes, remember the teacher in second grade?
Yeah.
Remember how mommy wasn't there for you?
Yep.
Yeah. So she doesn't know that it doesn't apply anymore, baby. You've got to tell her, no, new rules. You see, new rules. We're going to go have fun. You know, we don't have to abandon who we are. We're going to go out and claim who we are. I remember when I started this work and everybody said, oh, my God, Dee, you can't do spiritual work and ever swear. And I went, well, sorry, that's who I am. That's who I am. And I think that the people who really want a working way of working with spirituality in the real world, they're going to get it because we want a way that we can go out and have a glass of wine and say a curse word every now and then and know that God isn't going to abandon us, right? We want to be our authentic selves and know that we can create the lives we want and that we're whole, complete, and perfect right now, whether we say shit or not.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to have to bleep that out now. So, okay, you got it, Paula?
I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have
Go have some fun.
Well, it's like, okay, but when the situation arises, I have to, you know, then that's when I bring my little child in and say, it's okay, don't listen, don't believe them, really. Don't believe that old rule.
Yeah, you know what you say. Which one feels better, little Paula? Going out and doing what we want to do or being shut down by that rule?
Yes, that's what I'll do, exactly.
What feels better? Because your little girl can feel instantaneously, you see. She can feel the fun. She just wants to know it's okay to go do it now. Okay?
Right. Yep.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. That's, boy, the rules of our childhood. Man, how many of them are limiting you? We're going to go to Christine in Canada. Hi, honey.
Oh, God bless you and thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, girls. So I am really ready to rock. I knew I needed to be on this call. Rules around family rules, immediate family rules around money, please. I came from an immediate family that believed money was hard to make. My dad ended up becoming
never
a multimillionaire.
The first thing they're giving me is there's never enough. And that was a rule. And that's kind of hard to wrap our minds around. But if you go to old-time religion, guys, old-time religion will teach you there's never enough, ever. And if you have enough, you have too much, which is the second thing, Christina. If you have enough, you have too much. But there's never enough anyway.
Yeah, because my dad lost all of his money. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm in a place where with my galleries, I have 3 galleries in Europe. None are acknowledging sales. We know that some has sold, and it's like they've stolen my work, and I haven't had the funds to get back there to reclaim it or to get galleries.
I get a no on that. Okay, just stop. Take a breath, because you're getting all emotionally charged, and that will not allow you to access your highest information.
Okay.
I get a no on, is that the highest word? I get a no on stealing. And they want you, you see, along with there's never enough, and when there is enough, you can't have it anyway, comes mistrust of the universe. It's based of the universe, because the universe doesn't know anything about there's not enough. There's always enough. But, and our belief system creates our reality, and the universe will say yes. So if in a world of enoughness, we say yes, but it's my rule that there was never enough, and even if I have enough, it's never going to be enough, the universe has to say yes to that, because, back to J.R. first caller, we're here to explore our creative power and to be happy. So the universe gives us a right to choose our belief system, and then the universe has to say yes so that it encourages and supports us in learning about our own creation. The universe will also say yes to there's always more than enough, and I get to define what my enoughness is.
Okay.
So, again, guys, they want you to look to yourself. Look to yourself, see what you need to shift, and then the entire universe shifts around you. All right, baby. Thank you. That was great information for everybody. You have your marching orders. You know what to do. Okay?
Can I ask you one other thing very briefly?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at going back to acting, which I haven't done for many years. And is there anything, any information around that? I've already had the photos
done. Well, yes, because as you do anything, you do everything, Christina. So feeling that there's not enough, and even when there is enough, there's never enough, and you can't have it anyway, is not going to allow a successful career in anything. So that's the first thing you want to address for every subject in your life, is working on turning that belief around and retraining your little girl. Thanks, sweetheart.
Got it.
You can do this. You know what to do.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, Paula in San Francisco, you up.
Hey, it's me again.
It's you again? Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, Paula, but thank you and I love you. Okay, Joellen in Indianapolis.
Hi, thank you.
You're on. Okay, hi, sweetheart.
You said something. I was sitting on the phone going, what do I really need to ask? You know how you have a thousand things you want to ask. And then you said something. You said, look to the last gal. You said, look to yourself and see what you need to shift. So number one, what do I need to shift? But more importantly, how? How do you shift it?
Oh, how is easy. How is easy. I talk about it every week. Have you found your love place?
I'm looking
where you Well, don't look so hard, honey. Everybody's experienced love. Have you ever had a pet?
Well, yeah. I've experienced
love,
yeah.
Okay, well, go to a little pet that you've really loved. And just think about, you know, loving on it and cuddling with it. Doesn't that open your heart right up?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so that's how you do it. So let's find what you need to know, Neil. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Me?
Yeah.
A movie?
Any movie that pops in.
Oh, well, when you said movie, I was thinking of that Tom Hanks movie when he has Wilson and that he's on the beach.
Oh, okay. So, Joellen, my beautiful person.
Yes.
Why do you feel you're all alone in the world?
Wow. Because I don't, I've got brothers and sisters and family and friends. They're all family, and I don't have anyone involved with me.
Okay.
So
because they're
never
giving me song right now that I haven't thought of since I think I was in high school. All alone am I ever since your goodbye. Right? So you're waiting for another significant other to define who you are, Joellen. But what's happening is you're walking in. I'm going to give you an example, a silly example, and you'll get it. You're walking into a room of available guys. And you're going, hi, I really need somebody to love me. If you won't come love me, I don't know who I am. So I know that's a lot of pressure, but who would like to come forward and love me? How many guys do you think are going to step forward? Joellen? Answer me. How many guys do you think are
okay. None.
They want a woman that's coming in going, hi, this is who I am. I know I'm amazing. I know I'm awesome. I know thousands of people in the world love me. I know I'm a catch. I know I'm smart. I know I'm pretty. I know I have a huge heart. Does anybody want to come have a relationship with that? So you ask, the biggest thing is to know you're not alone in the world. So the positive of that would be the biggest thing you need to know right now and feel into and match with your love place is that the whole world acknowledges and wants to be with Joellen and is with Joellen. How does that feel?
It feels fine.
Yeah, but see, you're not in the experience of it, are you? You're in your head. So drop down into your heart and go to your little pet. That's what it feels like to know that everybody's got your back in this world, that you have a beautiful relationship in your life, that everybody is there to help and support Joellen. That's what it feels like. It feels like being with that little pet, rolling around on the floor with him, loving on him, because that's what you want for you. Now, can you feel into that?
Yes.
Good. There was a little shift in your tone there. That's what you want to do for yourself as much as you can in the next week. And reach down into that little girl of Joellen and go, wow, we're not alone. We got to let go of this. This is silly. We want to let everybody in. And bring her along. Okay, honey?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Still a little bit of resistance there, Joellen. Trust the channel and just start playing with it. You know, ask and you receive. Okay. Kirk, baby, what's up?
Hey! Oh, gosh, I'll make it quick. Want to give a little shout-out to our Jan McKenzie for being such a great part of the community. And,
isn't she amazing?
I'm in Pennsylvania, coming from my brothers, and I'm going to Doylestown. So, of course, you and your family are on my mind.
Oh, yeah.
And her,
thank you.
Her reminder about the show came on. And just want to extend a couple of acknowledgments. The last three callers, spot on. Got some confirmation that I was told to share.
Great.
And had a conversation with my brother. I stayed with him last two nights. And we talked about our childhood and the things that formed our parents' perspectives as they aged, and about our own childhood. And I was completely shocked at how different an experience my older brother had versus what I had. You would have thought one of us talking about a really cool movie, and the other was a melodramatic, sad drama to some degree.
Astounding, isn't it?
And with a whole life of getting to know him, I was really surprised at some of these smaller perspectives. And I just reached out in with an openness. He also has a different perspective on current events and was positioned to perhaps take a combative perspective. And I said, there's no fight. I'm not arguing. I'm not fighting. And, you know, I'm just listening. And it was interesting. His childhood had a similar tone to how he's reacting as an adult.
Yeah, I can totally relate to this, Kirk. You know, my older brother is 7 years older. My younger brother is 7 years younger. And there were drastic differences in their experiences of childhood, in our experiences of childhood, right? My brother grew up when the family was pretty calm, but Daddy went to the war. So he was in the war, and then he came back. But Denny had a pretty solid, religious, family-oriented, right? Then I came along. Daddy was a full-blown alcoholic. My job was, you know, the savior of the family. And then my little brother came along 7 years later, and he didn't have any of the remnants of the fabulous man my father was. I did in my early childhood. And all he saw was drinking. Right. So my older brother and I are much closer in being able to see the world as a positive place than my younger brother. He's had a lot of challenges in his life because of such a different perspective. But even between my older brother and I, huge difference of perspective. They want to share one thing that you guys do share, all these words are the highest, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. So they're inviting you to look at that, and if Kirk is bringing that in, it's for all of us. So, again, it goes back to the self-worth that Phyllis brought up, I'll never be good enough, right? I'll never have enough. Right? So when I'm loved, I'm celebrated, and I celebrate myself. Is going to sell a lot more of your amazing, fabulous, incredible paintings than having to pay a price for anything when you love yourself, Kirk. They want me.
That came up about my mother, and she does embrace a lot of that conflict when there's kindness and love extended to her, she tends to retract.
Yes, And you have expressed it in a different way, but they said you'll know. Just start exploring it because you're very in touch with yourself. All right, honey?
Yeah, and the same on that last caller with if she's going into acting, the same with the art. If you can easily get talked up to get suspicious of a gallery.
Uh-huh.
And I usually find that when I reach out and I don't have a preconception, it turns out like they were busy with their life. And
yep, absolutely, Kirk. Thank you for that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
And you really have to look at if it keeps happening over and over again, it's a match to a belief system, guys. I'm telling you, look within, and if you can't find it in you, I bet $100 you'll find it in your little girl or your little boy. Thank you, darling. So great to talk to you. And I want to tell everybody, too, thank you to Jan. We have all been doing a lot of work, Stephen and Jan and I, creating a new YouTube channel with a lot of the webinars where you can go in and listen to 15 or 20 minutes of the webinar. So I'll be posting that on the eBlast when it's all final and up, but I want to really acknowledge these two people for helping me create this. I've wanted to create it for some time, and I was determined this was a year. And as you know, things like that take time and focus, and they've really helped me find the little gems to send out for free to everybody so they can have a part of it. So thank you to them. Thank you to you. Thank you to this community. Until we meet again, go sign up for the webinar at imdwallace.com or on the eBlast. Make sure you listen to that thing on the eBlast I told you about. And love yourselves, guys. Love yourselves and love yourselves.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.